Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. New York.
A busy Sunday morning. And that's the way we like it. Good morning. I'm Bob Salter. Long after our 8 o'clock update, it is Rick Wolf with the Sports Edge program. We got some football action coming your way at 9 this Sunday morning. It's a lot of football on the fan today. Yankees will be on the fan, wrapping up their season 2. And we've got the NFL preview happening at 7:30. Now, in this portion of our program, we move into a discussion with a guest I've been looking forward to speaking with for some time. Originally, we were trying to pull this interview off in the month of September because that's known as Recovery Month. That didn't happen, but I'm pleased to say that Dr. Alan Leibowitz is joining us on our program now. He is Director of Psychological Services for Pro Healthcare Associates of New York, and he's joining us on our program. We've been talking about this topic of mental health, substance abuse disorders as well. First of all, it's nice to have you join us on our program. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me.
When I say those two words, mental health, to you, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Well, mental health is just like physical health. It's just as important as physical health is. And the point I would like to make is that we often don't think about our mental health the way we think about our physical health. And we need to pay attention to our mental health because it's just as important as the physical health.
When you say that we don't pay attention to it, why not?
Well, I think it's something that society has ignored and is always kind of like the stepchild to physical health. We worry about any kind of pain we might have in our bodies, any kind of physical health, but there's kind of a stigma associated with mental health, kind of like, you know, just get through it, you know, be a big boy, don't cry. And but mental health is just as important. I like to say that the mind and the body are married. You know, when one suffers, the other sympathizes.
I like that line. When we talk about this topic, we also have to get into an issue that some people may find troubling to discuss, and that's this topic of suicide, which this is an issue that we very often hear discussed. We hear talk about veterans, and we hear talk about young people. What we do not hear discussed with the topic of suicide and the topic of depression, which is a companion issue, I'm assuming, is when that talk is about seniors. Why not?
Well, suicide is one of those topics, as you said, that we just don't talk about. It's something that we're embarrassed about or ashamed about, but it's extremely important. And one of the segments of the population that we often don't associate with suicide are seniors, older adults, white males who are 85 years and older are at particular risk for suicide. And we don't hear much about it, but the the rate of suicide in general is increasing, but particularly among older people, it's increasing.
And are there indications why that is? And the other aspect of this is, what can be done about that?
Well, yes. Older adults are more vulnerable. Older adults generally begin to get physical ailments. A loss of independence becomes quite common. A loss of cognitive faculties, illnesses. They're on a variety of medications. They might be post-retirement, having to move out of their home, loss of a spouse. These are all significant stressors that older adults are faced with. Many times they see no option but suicide. So what we need to do about it, because that's a great question, Bob, what do we do about all this, is we need to recognize the signs so that people around these older adults, whether they're family members, friends, neighbors, recognize any changes in their moods, changes in their behaviors. Do they seem not the way they used to be? Are they not eating properly? Are they not taking care of themselves? Does their appearance seem drastically different? These are all warning signs that you need to do something about it. Get the older adult some help. Have them see their primary physician who could make a referral. Have them speak to a clergy member, whether it's a priest or a rabbi, and just get them help. Get their foot into the door. Get them to speak to somebody.
Oops, I mentioned in introducing you the fact that originally we were planning to have this interview in the month of September, which one of the things that's associated with is a designation of Recovery Month. This idea of recovery, it's always important to have discussions about this, and we've had many discussions on this program around different issues of recovery. When we talk about recovery in dealing with mental health and substance abuse issues, how comprehensive is the recovery?
Well, recovery really refers to recovering from mental health and substance abuse. It's the reason a month has been designated as Recovery Month is that, you know, it's an opportunity to raise awareness about these issues, how they affect our communities, and how to help connect people, especially seniors, to the appropriate support services. We need to recognize once again that mental health concerns, such as anxiety, depression, cognitive impairment, these are all important issues, and these are all significant factors in cases of suicide.
We're talking on our program on The Fan, Sports Radio 66, Sports Radio 101.9, with Dr. Alan Leibowitz. He is Director of Psychological Services for Pro Health Care Associates of New York, and he's joined us on our program talking with us about a number of interesting areas in discussion. I didn't ask you as we started our discussion today, can you tell us a little bit about Pro Health Care Associates?
Sure. Pro Health Care Associates is the largest multi-specialty practice in the Northeast, meaning that we are a group of doctors and healthcare providers of every single specialty, from cardiologists to gastroenterologists to radiologists to ambulatory surgery. We now even have dentistry. We have urgent care centers. The advantage of being part of a large practice and seeing someone within that practice is that everyone within that practice has access to your medical records. We all speak with each other, so we know exactly what is going on from the other specialties' perspective. So that's quite an advantage in terms of, as opposed to someone who's just practicing by themselves. So it really gives you a comprehensive, multidisciplinary approach to the practice for your physical health and your mental health.
Is there a website for the practice?
Yes, yes. There is a website. It is, let's see, here it is. It's ProHealthCare, that's all one word, ProHealthCare.com. And if you go to that website, you'll be able to learn all about it.
Okay, Dr. Leibowitz, we're going to take a pause in our discussion with you. We'll continue as we have a lot to get to. And by the way, at 7:30 this morning, NFL preview happens here on The Fan. Rick Wolf's Sports Edge follows our 8 o'clock update. And we got NFL football action from across the big drink at 9 this morning. It's Sunday morning on The Fan. It's NFL action on The Fan at 9 this morning. Rick Wolf, Sports Edge, after our 8 o'clock update, NFL preview at 7:30. I'm Bob Salter. We're in discussion with Dr. Alan Leibowitz on our program, who is Director of Psychological Services for Pro Health Care Associates of New York, on the web at ProHealthCare, that's all as one word, .com. And he's been kind enough to join us on our program talking about this topic of recovery, specifically addressing mental health and substance abuse disorders. When we talk about this topic and talk about the idea of depression being such a factor for some people, there are a number of things that can contribute to that. And some of this you've alluded to earlier, but I wanted to touch upon a couple of things. One obvious one is this idea of a disabling illness. Another thing that we very often hear about is when someone loses a spouse or a loved one, that has a very debilitating effect, doesn't it?
Yes, 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 Bob. That's an excellent point. Yes, when someone does lose a spouse, it's a devastating blow, particularly in really long-term marriages, and suddenly they are left to cope with life by themselves. Many times they really don't know how to do anything, how to balance a checkbook, or how to really cope. And so that is a very devastating loss. And the loss of a spouse really should lead to referring that person to a mental health person so that they can get the appropriate intervention that they need.
What about something like retirement? I mean, so many people look forward to the idea of retirement. Then when the reality hits, I guess for some it can be kind of a different realization.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Retirement is a really big adjustment. We all kind of look forward to it, look forward to stopping the work and going on vacations and just enjoying ourselves. But a lot of people underestimate how difficult it is to retire because suddenly you don't have a routine. You don't have a schedule. You don't have to be anywhere where you're supposed to be. And that is quite a big adjustment. I see many people who have become depressed after they've retired. They just don't know what to do with their lives. After they've gone on that vacation or cruise, suddenly, well, what do I do now?
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite a big adjustment.
What about moving out of a family home, especially one that you know you've been in some cases, 20, 30, 40, maybe even 50 years?
Mm-hmm. Certainly, yes. Many people who have grown up in their family homes, and after their parents died, they're still in their family home, and it is hard to move out of it because it represents a different step in life, a different phase in life, and suddenly you're not faced with the familiarity of growing up in that family home, or even young adults who have to move out of their family home. That's also quite a big adjustment. How do you cope without that support system that's right there with you?
When we talk about how it is that we should respond when someone is talking about being depressed or being suicidal, what do you advise?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question, Bob. It's we have to be careful about that. We don't want to come down too hard on the person. So we have to show that we're concerned, that whatever question we're asking, or if you notice that change in their behavior or mood or attitude towards things, we have to kind of show that we're concerned in a way that's not confrontational or judgmental. We should try to keep our questions simple, avoid phrases that could be dismissive or accusatory, and we need to offer reassurance and hope that the reason we're asking these questions is that we really do care about the person, and try to get them, the objective would be to try to get them to see their, perhaps their doctor that they really trust, or see a mental health professional.
Dr. Alan Leibowitz, who is the Director of Psychological Services for Pro Health Care Associates of New York, on the web, by the way, at prohealthcare, that's all as one word, .com. Our guest in this half hour of our program on The Fan, we've touched upon a number of issues surrounding this topic of mental health, some of the substance abuse issues as well. Talking about this idea of recovery and promoting the fact that recovery is possible, especially for those who are suffering with depression. We touched upon some of the issues that sometimes seniors are facing as well in dealing with depression. Thank you very much for joining us on our program. Certainly good luck continued with your work.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Most interesting discussion. After our 8 o'clock update, Rick Wolf will be along with yet another interesting discussion on the Sports Edge program. At 9, we've got NFL action on The Fan, and that's really the first part of NFL action that will happen on WFAN today. Yankees will be in action later in the day. And, of course, we will see you bright and early at 6 next Sunday morning. Now, I don't want to give everything away, but let me just say this. It's quite possible we could have a huge surprise next Sunday morning. I'll let you ponder that. Stick around. You know what's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.